When you think about your life and your leadership, what's important to you? I asked this question last week to a group of people I was with, a group of leaders I had an opportunity to speak to, and we were spending some time together at lunch during our break. We had a morning session. We're going to have an afternoon session. I was having lunch with these leaders, and there are about 20 of these executives in a room, and I asked them just offhand, what's important to you right now? And several answers popped up, and I think they're going to help us this week as we dive into our content here on Chasing Greatness. Welcome to the podcast. I'm excited that you've joined us this week. We've had a massive week this last week, a lot of downloads. It's been so cool to see how you're listening and you're sharing, and we're really grateful to get to spend some time with you every day, just 5 or 6 minutes a day. We're trying to help you win at work and win at home and win at life. And last week we focused on work. This week we're going to focus a little more on the life side of things, the holistic side. When I ask this question, what's important to you in your life and leadership? Some of the answers from the executives last week, one of them said in particular, I want to build more trust in my team. I want my team to be able to have a little more trust with each other. I think sometimes we don't have quite the level of belief in each other that we need to, and they were taking some steps toward that. Another leader said, I want to be more effective. I want us to have greater results. We need more profits. We need more revenue. There's some things that we need to do. And then one of the leaders said, I want to create more impact. It's important to me to leave a mark on the people that I work with. I want them to have a positive, you know, some of the things we talk about here, right? A positive impact on their life because we've worked together. I love that. I think that's awesome. Well, when you think about your life and leadership, what's important to you? And I look at these questions or these two questions, what's important in these areas? And I look at these answers that were put out, and it made me think back to this word that I think maybe is the most important word. Really, when I look back on my life, it's a word that has really it's impacted me in a great way, and it's the word integrity. It is such an important word, especially when I go back in my own story. I remember how long has it been? 30 plus years ago, I just had some things that were not integrated in my life, and now we have this company called Integrate, which is kind of cool. We don't spell it the same, but we have this root word integer on the front side of our company name, Integrate, and then great we spell like G-R-E-A-T. We think it's about high performance, and we believe that you have this holistic mindset and this focus, and if you have an integrated heart and an integrated character and an integrated skill set and all those things, you really do have an opportunity to think back to what the executive says, create more trust, be more effective, better results, create more impact, greater legacy. All those things can come about if we do have integrity. And so we're going to look at integrity this week, and I've got several different sides of it. And the way I think about it, I think it might help you as you focus on really just a holistic mindset toward growing your life and your leadership this week. And so we're going to talk about integrity. And I do want to go back to the beginning here and just talk about this math word integer that we have. It's the word that we get our word integrity from, this word. It is a whole number. If you know what an integer is, you know it's a whole number. It's not a fraction. I think sometimes if we're not careful, we'll be fractionally committed to our values. We'll have a fraction of a vision. We'll have a fraction of character. We have portions of what we know we should, but we don't have this holistic mindset. And so this week we're going to talk about that. And today I want to give you just 3 or 4 areas to think about. And then each day we're going to unpack some specifics, these two sides of integrity that keep showing up, all kind of different areas, but there's in all these areas there are a couple of sides. But as I think about integrity, I the people that I look at who seem to me to have the most weighty impact on others, they do have a wholeness about them in several areas of their life. And so today I just ask you to really consider how you're doing. And if you've got any areas where you feel like you've got some gaps and you can make some progress, I hope you'll come back every day this week and focus on integrity with us. We focused on work last week. We're focusing on integrity this week. I would ask you today to consider, are you whole emotionally today? Do you have a fraction of your emotions together, or do you kind of got your emotions together right now? You have a positivity about you. You have a belief about you. Or do you feel like you're in a situation where you got a little bit of doubt, you've got circumstances that are hard. You've let your emotions be, you know, just run crazy on you, and you're believing that things aren't going to turn out well, and you've got this negative mindset. I've been around some leaders lately. It just feels like they've got this despair going on. And sometimes our circumstances can be despairing, and they are very hard. But we do get to choose our belief. And so today, when you think about your emotional wholeness, are you whole, or is there not just an integration? Is there a disintegration? Are your emotions are all over the place. They're not integrated. They're disintegrated. They're blown apart. When you think about your relationships right now, give yourself a 1 to 5 on, you know, 1 being my relationships are struggling. They're not doing so well. Maybe they're disintegrated, versus a 5 where you'd say, you know what? I got rich community around me. I've got a great relationship with my spouse or my children, your parents. I don't know. You fill in your own blanks there, but how are you doing relationally? Are you integrated there? Are you integrated physically? Do you feel like there's this holistic mindset physically? You've got things together. You're strong. You're rested. You're eating correct. Do you have your weight under control? Are you hydrating? All those kind of things. There's a lot of things that we can do to be integrated physically, flexible, mobile, all those things. We'll get into some of that as we go here. How are you doing spiritually? Is your heart whole, or do you feel like your heart's kind of blown apart all over the place and you're just not spiritually where you know you need to be? We'll get into a little bit of that this week as well. So as we start thinking about some of these areas, even mentally, we hear all these struggles when we go places and start talking to people. A lot of people that are really having a hard time with anxiety and mental health, and we're gonna actually even spend a day talking about some of that this week as well. So as we dive in this week, you might just take those 4 or 5 areas, and on a scale of 1 to 5, how are you doing today? Are you mentally where you need to be, spiritually where you need to be, physically, emotionally, relationally? Just do a little bit of assessment today. And if you've got some gap areas, I hope you'll come back and hang out with us this week. We're gonna give you some very practical things that you can do to make sure that you are thinking about your life and your leadership in a holistic way. I believe more trust and more effectiveness and more impact and greater just wholeness in your own mind and heart, not just the impact you'll have on others, but really the impact it'll have on yourself, are available this week. And so, again, we're going to hang out together, and we're going to talk about these each day. But today, do a little bit of assessment here. If you've got some gap areas, lock back in with us tomorrow. We're going to have a great time this week talking about our integrity. And I believe your integrity can actually take a step toward wholeness this week if you'll do some of the things that we're going to talk about. I know I'm going to work on mine. I'm always trying to make sure my integrity is where it needs to be. It's hard to, you know, don't we have these personas? People think one thing and we know something else is true. And so I'm just going to encourage you to, let's just be real this week. Let's come back and let's dive in and let's see if we can't be holistic in the way we think, integrous in the way we live and lead. And if we will do that, I'm convinced the people around us are going to benefit. Your spouse is going to benefit. Your kids are going to benefit. Your coworkers, the team you lead, your business, whatever you got going on, it's all going to get better if you think about your life and your leadership in a more holistic way. That's what we're going to focus on this week. Hope you'll come back tomorrow. Hope you'll share with somebody today and invite them into this conversation this week. I think it's going to be a fantastic week here on Chasing Greatness. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.